Candida has very definitive stages in which it progresses, and it has very definitive symptoms. When we look at Candida in the different stages that it evolves into, stage one is it isn't uncommon for bowel and bladder problems, heartburn, indigestion, bloating, reoccurring cystitis and vaginitis, chronic fungal rashes, and these nail infections. That's the stage one. That's the first indicator that we have a overgrowth of Candida and an activity that is taking place in the gut itself and that is now becoming systemic. Stage two is allergy immune reactions, chronic bronchitis, hives, sinusitis, hay fever, acne, chronic headaches or migraines, muscle pain, earaches, and then sensitivity to odors. Stage three, it involves the central nervous system as far as reactions. A person may experience extreme irritability, spacey feeling and confusion, nighttime panic attacks, memory lapses, chronic fatigue, and then acute depression. Acute depression meaning that depression comes on suddenly instead of being chronic depression, which means that it's a predisposition for that depression to be present in both the activities and psychological activities and behavior. Stage four is gland and organ dysfunction, hypothyroidism, adrenal failure, hypoglycemia, ovarian problems, frigidity and infertility, male impotence, and then also in females, the loss of libido. Since Candida can affect various areas of the body when it goes systemic, it can be characterized by a wide array of symptoms. And actually, a lot of these symptoms that can be related to Candida also can be related to over 140 different diseases. That's one of the reasons why it's so easy to misdiagnose. Some of the common symptoms of Candida that seem to be consistent in their expression is digestive issues such as bloating and flatulence, oral thrush. This is a painless outbreak in the mouth itself. There's white patches in the mouth and on the throat.